Good morning. It is Sunday, March the 10th. I am Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin our Sunday morning with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, If. Hear now the word of the Lord from Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If your offering is a fellowship offering, and you offer an animal from the herd, whether male or female, you are to present before the Lord an animal without defect. You are to lay your hand on the head of your offering and slaughter it at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash the blood against the sides of the altar. Okay, maybe that was not the verse you really wanted to hear this morning, but stick with me because there's some important lessons in it. So, if. The word if, it's an incredibly small word, but it has incredible consequences. If places you at a fork in a road where you have to make a choice. If allows you to choose the posture of your heart and the trajectory of your future. Okay, that is a lot of power in a really small package, but it's an important word for us this week as we focus on surrendering our thanks. Yes, you heard me correctly. As we start a new week in Lent, we're going to surrender our gratitude and our thanksgiving as we ask the Lord to transform us into His image. The third offering that the Lord teaches the Israelites in the book of Leviticus is known as the peace offering, or some of your Bibles may say the fellowship offering. Because in Hebrew, this word for this offering, shalom, has a root connection to the Hebrew word shalom, or peace. And this offering can also mean to make a vow. So this offering was brought as a celebration of God's faithfulness for answered prayers, and it was often part of a community celebration meal. Why? Well, only a small portion of the animal was placed on the altar, while the rest of the animal was shared with family and friends. Basically, it was a biblical potluck. But let's go ahead and return back to this really small word, if. The peace offering was optional. It was not part of the daily sacrifices made at the temple, but was given as a free will offering or to fulfill a vow. The Lord didn't require it, but He desired it. He wanted His children to hit the pause button in their lives to acknowledge His gifts, and He wanted the community to share these moments of joy and answered prayers with other believers. But how can an optional offering of thanks be important to our journey this Lent? Well, let me ask you, have you ever watched a child being given a gift? After they tear into the package and they pull out of the box the glorious toy that they have been asking for, what happens? Typically, you'll hear the parent whisper, "What do you say?" And then the child says, "Thank you," right? As the joy just spreads across their face. Well, at the same time, everyone else gathered in the room smiles or cheers. Why? Because they have witnessed a beautiful exchange of appreciation. And every parent hopes that after a few years or a few holidays, this child will respond without prompting because he has developed a habit of giving thanks. And this habit changes us. We develop an attitude of gratitude, right? So this week, our offering and our altar story will help us learn how to surrender our thanks and gain peace. Embracing the surrender and the habit of thanks teaches us a few things. It must be done in all circumstances. It has a cost. It marks a covenant. It commends and it celebrates despite the chaos of life. All of this happens if we choose to offer the Lord our thanks as a peace offering. So get ready to give some thanks and praise this week. The prayer. Lord, it seems only right that we begin with praise. Thank you. Thank you for this Lenten journey and the opportunity that we've been given to study your word, to be expectant for the Holy Spirit to transform us, and the joy of sharing this season with others. So thank you, Jesus. Amen. The questions. What can you thank God for today? And what is something that God has provided for you when you did not stop and give him the gratitude that he deserved? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent, and I will see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.